Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
It's now 8:22. You're listening to Total Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Do you pay your credit card off every month? A new survey finds that a significant number of people do not. They carry that debt month to month to month. Let's check in with Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst Ted Rossman now. Ted, thank you so much for being with us. Based on these surveys that you did, how many people are carrying that credit card debt month to month?
About half. 48% of credit card holders carry debt from month to month. And you know, this really brings to mind my favorite industry saying, which is that credit cards can be like power tools, as in really useful or dangerous. It all depends on how you use them. And it is roughly half and half, you know, in terms of half pay in full, they avoid interest, they take full advantage of rewards. The other half, sadly, can become trapped in an expensive debt cycle. The average credit card charges about 20%.
What's the most common reason that people have credit card debt in the first place?
It's practical stuff. So I don't want to shame anybody for having credit card debt. I mean, first of all, you have plenty of company. But, you know, the other thing is that it usually is something necessary. It's an emergency expense like a medical bill, a car repair or a home repair, or it's just day-to-day living outpacing your paycheck. And that's been all too common the past few years with elevated prices for groceries and just about everything. So it's not usually a vacation. It's not usually a shopping spree. It's more of the necessary kind of expenses.
So you mentioned that nearly half of people surveyed said that they carry credit card debt month to month. How long do people carry the credit card debt? How many months?
Most people with credit card debt have had it at least a year. 53% of credit card debtors have had it at least a year. That's actually a little bit of an improvement from this time last year when it was around 60%. But still, we're talking about a lot of people carrying a lot of debt for a long time. The minimum payment math is brutal. I mean, if you have the average credit card balance, which is around $6,400, according to TransUnion, if you make minimum payments at 20%, you're going to be in debt for 18 years, and you're going to end up paying more than $9,000 in interest. So that's where we really want to pivot to a better plan. You know, certainly pay it all if you can, but that may not be feasible. A 0% balance transfer card is a great tailwind for your debt payoff efforts. You could sign up for a card like the Citi Simplicity or Wells Fargo Reflect that won't charge interest for up to 21 months. That gives you a really powerful tailwind for your debt payoff efforts.
When you say the average is $6,400, some people must have some amazing credit card debt on the top end.
Yeah, I mean, sadly, there are some with five-figure balances. Somebody like that is probably better suited for nonprofit credit counseling rather than the balance transfer approach. I feel like the balance transfer works best if you owe no more than, let's say, $5,000 or $6,000 and if you have good credit. The good news, though, is that there is other help available. You know, like I said, nonprofit credit counseling, agencies like Money Management International and GreenPath, they'll work with just about everybody. And, you know, many of their clients do have five-figure credit card balances, and they can help them pay it down. They often negotiate something like a 7 or 8% rate over 4 or 5 years. So especially if you have a lot of debt or a lower credit score, that's where I would point you.
You're listening to Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst Ted Rossman. I'm curious if these numbers vary by age or generation.
They do, yeah. We see Gen Xers the most saddled with credit card debt, and that makes sense. You know, they're living expensive sandwich kind of years, caring for their own kids, maybe also caring for elderly parents. They have lots of expenses of their own. So Gen Xers are facing the biggest credit card debt burden. When it comes to income, there's an interesting disconnect in that people with lower incomes are more likely to have credit card debt, and that part makes sense. The surprise is people with higher incomes are more likely to have long-term debt. So there are a lot of people with six-figure incomes that are lugging around credit card debt for a long time. You know, some of that is the higher cost of living, sort of the keeping up with the Joneses thing. Although, you know, we're not talking about people that are truly rich. We're talking, you know, middle or upper middle class. The other thing is higher credit limits for that income bracket. Sometimes that gets people into trouble.
Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Of course. Thanks for having me.